The company is called Simply Perrigal, and as the name implies, it's simply wonderful. It is a discovery that I have made of one of the best travel suppliers I think I've ever encountered. And this one is in a region of France called Perigord, also known by some people as the Dordogne. And it's in the historic area of Aquitaine, as in Eleanor of. And it's in the southwest of France. And I'm talking to the owners and proprietors and the personal service people, Karen and Alan Higgins, who run Simply Perrigal, which is a personal services vacation rental business. And it's a very professional business, let me tell you. And Karen, I wonder if you could talk to me first. Give our listeners some contextual information. Where are we and where is Simply Perrigal?
Okay, I think, first of all, we're in the southwest of France. I think from our own perspective, because we come from the UK, we personally know where the Dordogne, or Perigord, as the old name for the Dordogne is. But I think sometimes we do get a bit frustrated that people coming from afar only know the big cities, so Paris, Provence, Côte d'Azur, and the other, in my opinion, more beautiful parts of France seem to get left behind in terms of journalistic coverage.
But also, you're using the term Perigord as well, because it's the historic term. It is, in every way, it's old France as well as contemporary France. This is a very contemporary vacation area. A lot of people come here. Why do they come here?
It's a very difficult question to answer in that there are so many answers. So we have people coming from all over the world, whether it's because they want to discover the history, the food, the gastronomy, the wine, the wildlife. They want to get back to their roots, feel in touch with nature. And there's a whole host of reasons. And we have people, as I said, coming from all over the world, but all ages.
Right, so we have a destination here that very much fulfills what we now know in the travel market as the new need, which is the authentic experience, the return to the village. The Dordogne is all about the village, and I've said this many times to our listeners, but I have two expressions that I particularly like. One is, the only real change occurs in the village, and the other is, it takes a village to raise a child. But it also takes a village to entertain people from outside the culture. Alan, I want you to just begin to tell me a little bit about the story of Simply Perrigal itself. How did this all happen? You're English. What are you doing in France?
Okay, Simply Perrigal was created 17 years ago by our former partners. And it got to the point where it became very successful and grew as more and more people wanted to come to the Perigord and rent houses. They were in a position where they needed some more people to come on board, and we, at the time, working and travelling every day into London, had decided there may be something better in life than that sort of daily grind. So we came on board 10 years ago now, and we've been here ever since, and remark almost daily that we would never go back. It is such a different experience here. A lot of English people would add that it's like going back 50, 60 years ago as to how life used to be in England. And I have to say, that's absolutely true. There's plenty of big cities. They're a reasonable distance away. We have Perigord, we have Bergerac at 45 minutes away. We have Bordeaux at an hour and a half away. But where we are, it's just full of quaint countryside, of rivers and chateaus and villages, and the whole thing just moves at a pace of life which is out of keeping with the modern world, and that's absolutely the reason we want to be here, and that's absolutely the reason most of our clients want to be here.
But you've also brought with you a lot of experience that is very important to the business you're running here. You both had brilliant careers in the financial industry in Britain and all over the world. You're world travelers yourself. Alan, what do you think are some of the transferable skills that you brought with you here to Simply Perigord?
I think the most basic and overriding issue is that, having worked in the financial world and come across many, many companies in all sorts of industries, there's one overriding thing which is important to any successful company, and that's service of clients. And that's absolutely what we're about here at Simply Perigord. We know people have travelled thousands of miles to get here. From time to time, little problems crop up, and we're here to see that, that those problems can be resolved as quickly as possible, whether it be a desire for a train ticket that somebody who doesn't speak the language can't manage, whether it be a lost luggage at Paris-Charles de Gaulle Airport, or whether it just be a small electrical problem in a house. But service is absolutely our premier goal.
And I'll just throw in an editorial comment there, because it's really important. We know that the top priority now in the travel industry all around the world, especially in North America, by the way, is the personalization of the travel experience. People have become quite fed up with the anonymous mass marketing of travel. But they've also, as we all have, as consumers, whether we're buying cars or houses or clothing or whatever, we have discovered that we're in control again, and we can tailor our experience to our needs. So the whole personal service, and I've seen you delivering these personal services, and it's quite amazing. I want to now talk about your clients, though, and get a sense of, you know, who would want to come here. I know why I would want to come here, but Karen, just talk to me about, you know, give me an overview of who are the people that really enjoy Simply Perigord.
It's actually fascinating because from across the world, the different countries, different cultures that want to visit, and they want to visit often for different reasons. So in the height of the summer, in August, for example, lots of Parisians will shut up their apartments, drive down to the Dordogne, or the Perigord, and stay for 3 weeks. That's become slightly shorter in terms of a holiday period to rent these days, because they have also discovered there's a big wide world outside. So, much as they're doing that for themselves, we are now finding that we are finding clients from all over the world wanting to come and visit. So, from a North American perspective, for example, they're very interested in the history, the culinary, things that they can find here. And as a result of that, they don't want to come necessarily and rent a house in the high season when it will be quite crowded with tourists and the heat. They'd rather come in the slightly off season, May and June, September and October, for example, absolutely beautiful here. And they'll want to discover that. On the other side of things, you might have a Dutch family who come here by car rather than fly, and they want to relax, sit by a swimming pool, and have a very nice, quiet time. So,
now, also in North America, you mentioned North America, and I'll talk about that because, as elsewhere, we have an aging population. And that age, and I'm one of those, we call ourselves baby boomers, the 50-plus crowd, but we're active, independent people, relatively well-educated. We like the arts. We have a new appreciation of the environment, the outdoors. This is all the Dordogne. This is all Perigord. You mentioned what I call the shoulder seasons, and that's because that is a convenient time for us to come. We can still golf, we can still hike, we can do all these things. So the shoulder season, it has become, in the travel industry, as a matter of fact, almost a high season. Now, Ellen, I want to come back to you, and I want you to give us an overview of the properties that you actually rent. And I think you're also in the sales business as well. But you have quite a very interesting inventory of properties. Give me some examples of the properties that you rent.
Well, first thing to say is we have in total 70 properties for rent, and we've always felt it's important to have a good range in them because we know there are different tastes out there in the marketplace and there are different budgets out there in the marketplace. So at the bottom end we have little two sleeper houses up to chateaus sleeping 10 to 12 people. But one of the things which runs through all the houses is there'll be a certain level of equipment. And I think this is important for people who are on holiday and want to be on holiday. So it isn't a working holiday in any sense. So almost all the houses have got dishwashers. They have washing machines. They have now, in most cases, televisions, but also satellite TV. So if you're coming from North America or you're coming from Australia and you want to see a little bit of CNN and keep up with the news, then you can do so in almost every house we've got.
Okay, and Karen, can you talk to me a little more architecturally, culturally, because some of your properties are absolutely stunning, and I'll come back to this issue of authentic. Talk to me about the authenticity of your properties.
Okay, I mean, we have a good number of properties dating from as early as the 13th century, 14th century, and the thing that's important for me when I decide if I'm going to take a property into the portfolio is a sense of respect in terms of the way that the owner has renovated that property. And what I'm looking for is a combination of retention of the character and the history in what I would call the communal rooms, the dining room, the sitting room, that sort of thing, yet coupled with fully modern kitchens, bathrooms, etc. We do have some modern properties, and to be perfectly honest with you, it's actually quite hard to create character in a modern property. So what we're generally looking for there is something with a stunning view, whereby the owner internally has perhaps nice drapes, nice sofas, but they have tried to create character. And the other reason for taking some modern properties is some people have allergies. Some people can't live with exposed stonework, big fireplaces in stone, beams. So we do feel that we've got something for everybody.
You've got personal service for everybody. You think of everything. People have come on holiday to France for centuries. And they came because of the French culture, which, certainly in my experience, emphasizes quality above all things in all things. And talk to me about some of the, Alan, I'll ask you this, because when you have to take care of these properties, it's a qualitative, not just a quantitative experience. What are some of the quality items that you actually have to maintain and make sure are operating properly?
Well, a fair number of the properties are equipped with heating systems. As well as renting these houses, we also look after a fair number of them all the way through the year. So that would entail visiting them once a month just to make sure. One thing we've not really touched on here, we're in an almost no crime situation. We do get the very odd break in. We perhaps might see one every 2 years, something of that sort of order. But that's what we do in terms of maintaining the property. We'll go and visit them, we'll make sure nothing untoward has happened. Winters can be a little bit variable here. 5-6 years ago, we were down to minus 16, minus 17 degrees. So it's part of our job to see that the houses are drained out. There's no water in any pipes, so there can be no disasters for the owner to come back to when the spring and the warmer weather comes. Also, in terms of maintenance for a lot of the rental houses, because it means we can give a better service, we actually cut the garden and look after the swimming pool, which again means if there's any sort of problems, we can be out there almost instantly to try and do something about it for people.
So, as you said, the people who visit and rent your properties don't have to do any work. You do it for them. They have a quality of life experience. Let's move on. I'm going to throw in America we call it a curveball at you here, but palm trees grow in the Dordogne. I've seen them. I saw, a banana tree. Karen, what's this climate all about?
An interesting one, too, because as we're seeing climate change throughout the world, olive trees grow here, too. Lemon trees grow here. hibiscus plants, which in the UK would be just a sort of little spindly bush, grow as sort of quite substantial trees here. And so we are in a microclimate, and that's a well-known fact here. We are also in one of the least polluted areas of the whole of France. And let me tell you, France itself is not a highly polluted area, country. But for sure, we ourselves have found ourselves sitting on our back terrace in January at lunchtime, having our, you know, having our glass of wine or whatever it might be. On our day off, I would add. We don't drink during our working week. But the climate can be quite, it's a very wide range of temperatures. It does mean we have seasons, which I think is why it's so popular. You know, you can see the change in the leaves in the autumn. You very rarely see snow, but you do see thick frost.
You also have a lot of migrating birds. I can't believe the number of bird songs that I've heard throughout this area.
I have to tell you that when we go back to the UK, and really that's only once a year now, as Alan says, we would never go back to live. But one thing I miss when I go there is I don't wake up to birdsong. And you're absolutely right. You know, whether it's kites, cranes, herons, woodpeckers, you name it, you know, literally all types of birds. It's fascinating.
And every sport, every activity, where within easy driving distance of Boldo, the capital of the area, tremendous art, museums, theater, you name it. You provide a full, in-depth cultural experience, and this fits in with what I always say, that we travel to explore the diversity of the human experience, and in so doing, we discover the commonality. And here, back to the human village again. And the only real change occurs in that village. And in that village, and I know the French people well because I've traveled here more times than I can count. And French people are friendly, they are receptive, they like tourists. But I think the people of the Périgord are especially receptive. Alan, can you talk to me about some of your relationships with the people of the Périgord?
Well, the basis of our relationship is really a working one, and in terms of we do restoration projects for people, but the just general running and maintenance of the houses we have on rent requires working with the artisans. And through a period of years now, we have a superb relationship with many of them, because what we need them to do for us, as well as being friendly, is to do things quickly, to get problems solved for people very quickly. And so throughout this area, there's a whole bunch of artisans who we work famously with. Beyond that, though, I would sort of say a little bit of effort and just a few words, just a bonjour or an au revoir, goes a long way. And I sort of find that the people here, again, it's a sort of throwback thing. It's almost like the Shire in The Lord of the Rings, but just one or two words and you'll find them coming back and helping you and being very, very friendly.
Okay, so you have a team here, too. I mean, it's not just Karen and Alan Higgins, but you have an office team, and you have a very extended team of artisans, as you said. I want to close on, everyone, of course, is now listening to this, is now really excited, and they're going to go to your website, and we're going to mention that in a moment. So they're all set to come here. How are they going to get here? Well, it's highly, one of the most accessible areas of Europe. So talk to me about accessibility. Karen, how do you get here?
Okay, well, obviously, if you live in Europe, you can come by car. If you live in North America, flights, regular flights into Paris would normally be your first stopping point. From Paris, there are three very easy ways to get here. Hire a car, take a train, or take an internal flight to Bordeaux or Toulouse, and then take a car from there. If you take the TGV, the fast train, from the centre of Paris, you can come into Libourne, which is an hour and a half away from us, and hire a car. Similarly, if you take an internal flight to Bordeaux, you can then get a train to Bergerac. And if you come into Bergerac, you can hire a car from there. And we can help with any of this. You know, as I say, if you email us, you will receive a reply from Karen, Alan, or Diana. Diana is our only other English full-time employee. She's lived here for 27 years. And we know all of our houses, which is something I want to emphasise. So if you have a specific request, disability is a good thing. We have plenty of houses which are on one level. But if there's something specific that you particularly want or you're worried about, we're only an email away. And obviously you can always pick up the phone as well, because we have plenty of French staff, but they're all bilingual. So you should not worry about contacting us and being put in touch with someone who can't communicate with you.
Simply Perigord, simply terrific. And Karen and Alan Higgins, and I thank you very much for this.
Thank you very much, Bob.
Thank you.